just saying no. I'm holding on, but you keep letting go. I keep on talking, and you keep ignoring. You're giving less while I'm giving more. Nobody really knows how. Nobody really knows how. Yeah, yeah. Nobody really knows.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Sissa Pulley, and this is Something to Think About. Today, I want to talk to you about alcohol. I remember back in the day, everybody used to drink. Everybody I knew used to drink. And it was a badge of honor to be able to drink your own bottle of White Irish Rose. If you had to share the bottle with somebody, you was a punk. So right away, I learned how to drink the White Irish Rose to the face, you understand? To the whole bottle, plus smoke a little herb on top of it. And hold it down. Now, I was 18. I could hold a whole bottle of White Irish Rose down, drink it in about an hour. Hold it down and drink. Now, I'm not going to say I never suffered consequences behind it. I'm not going to say I never threw up on the side of the house. I'm not going to say I didn't wreck my car. I'm not going to say I didn't get kicked out the military. I'm just going to say I was able to eventually hold down that bottle of liquor, and I thought I was the shit. Okay? But what I realized after a time, from around 18 to 24, I realized it was a trap off. Alcohol was a trap off. In other words, if I drank, something bad was going to happen. Yeah, I'd feel good for a little while, right? I'd feel like on top of the world. But then eventually I was going to suffer a consequence. And I became tired of suffering those consequences. I don't want to suffer them no more. So at the age of 24, I stopped drinking. I never picked up again, ever. I'm not saying I stopped all drugs. I'm saying I stopped drinking at the age of 24. And here's one of the biggest reasons is, on every corner in certain neighborhoods, there's a liquor store. On every corner in certain neighborhoods, there's a bar. And so you go into this bar and you have a good time. You're drinking and you're having fun. The music's playing. Everything's love. You come out the bar and there's your car. There's your hoopty or there's your car. There's your car that costs you like $30,000. You're paying $200-$300 a month. You're paying maybe $400 a month for this car, but you can't drive it. You get in it, you try to drive it, you're going to get in trouble. You can't drive it. The discipline is you give your keys to somebody else. You call an Uber. That's going to cost you around $25-$30 to get home. And then in the morning, you have to get somebody to get you, get you to your car. Don't make sense. Especially when you got the alcohol on the mind and you think that you're invincible. You're looking at the car. You say, I can get in this car. I can turn it on and I can make it home. I'll put the windows down, listen to some music, and I'll make it home. That way, I don't have to spend the $30 to get home. One. Two, I don't have to ask nobody to come pick me up in the morning and come get my car. Nobody's going to know that I was an asshole last night. So you try to get in the car. And you try to make it home and you think you're doing good. You're driving perfect. You are. You're not going too fast. You're not going too slow. You're not going over the white lines, nothing like that. As far as you know, you're not, but you are. And the cop's behind you. Next thing you know, you hear whoop, whoop. And your whole world crumbles down around you. Right? So much for going to bed and then getting up in the morning, seeing your car. What you're going to see tonight is the jail bars. What you're going to see tonight is something you have to blow into. And when you blow into them, they're going to arrest you. They're going to put those bracelets on you and you're going to get in the car. And then you're going to make a call to your lawyer and you're going to spend all your goddamn money. You're going to call your wife and she's going to call you an asshole. Everybody's going to know it. You might lose your job. You understand? That's what's going to happen. Why? Because you fell into the trap. The trap is go to the bar, drink, and then try to get home. I dare you. Let's see how you do it. Let's see what kind of discipline you got. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. And what I knew is that eventually I was going to get caught out there in that bullshit. So I said, you know what? I'm going to play the takeaway game. I'm taking myself out the situation. That way I never have to worry about dealing with the police, the crooked police, right? That's what most people think. I don't know if they're crooked or not because I don't want nothing to do with them. I know, for me, I don't have to deal with them if I don't do no crime. And if the only crime that I possibly do, really, is drink and drive because I'm not stealing. I'm not going to sell no drugs. You know what I mean? I'm not hitting nobody, right? But I do see myself getting in my goddamn car trying to make it home. I see that. So let's take that right off the goddamn table. America loves liquor. You see it in all the movies, all the TV shows, all up and down the goddamn street. Liquor, 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 liquor. Every time you turn around, it's a new liquor that they're advertising. I'm not buying it. Literally and figuratively, I'm not buying it. I don't have to. You know what I mean? I don't have to. And neither do you. You know? A lot of you like to drink for pleasure, right? You like to take an imbibe once in a great while. But a lot of us can't. And that's what we don't understand. We can't. I can't drink just one drink. I'll be right back to it. I'll be right back to it. You know, so the answer is stop. If you can. Something to think about. Let me know what you think. Issapulley@AOL.com. Email me. Or go to my website, issapulley.com. Also, don't forget, something to think about, my book, for sale at issapulley.com. Check me out. And when you do get it, write a review for me on Amazon. I'd appreciate that. I need a couple more reviews. If the review is bad, write it anyway. If it's good, I'd appreciate that. All right? Have a good night.